This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Not a lot of news over the weekend due to the Easter holiday, but the biggest news from last week was the April World Ag Supply and Demand estimates that were released Thursday by the USDA that showed both corn and soybeans with higher ending stocks. The 2019-2020 corn outlook calls for reduced imports, greater feed and residual use, lower food, seed, and industrial usage, as well as a larger ending stock. Ending stocks were raised by 200 million bushels to 2.092 billion. The season average price for corn, however, dropped 20 cents to 360 a bushel. U.S. soybean numbers show lower exports, seed use, residual use, higher crush usage, and higher ending stocks. Higher crush will only partially offset the other lower numbers, bringing projected ending stocks to 480 million bushels, 55 million bushels higher than the March report. The season average soybean price is forecasted to drop 5 cents to 865 a bushel. The wheat outlook expects lower exports, reduced domestic usage, and increased ending stocks. The forecast now expects ending stocks of 970 million bushels, up 55 million from the March report. The season average farm price for wheat is up by 5 cents to 460 per bushel. And as I reported earlier in the livestock report, fears of meatpacker employees contracting coronavirus due to the close conditions they work in have led to several facilities idling their production in recent weeks. For example, Tyson Foods has temporarily ceased operations at its pork plant in Columbus Junction, Iowa, after 24 employees were found positive with the coronavirus. Politico says at least three people who work in Tyson plants, as well as JBS USA, have died from the virus. However, there aren't a large number of operations that have temporarily shuttered production or have even scaled back. The CEO of JBS says, quote, he's 100% confident that his employees are safe at a beef plant in Greeley, Colorado. However, a longtime employee died after being hospitalized with the virus. The major meatpacking companies all say they've taken appropriate steps to abide by CDC-recommended guidelines. The food industry has been deemed essential and continues to function amid this pandemic. As employees have tested positive for COVID-19, the industry has been working with local health authorities and the Food Safety and Inspection Service to take immediate steps to quarantine, sanitize facilities, and prioritize the health and safety of employees. That was a quote from Sarah Little, the VP of Communications for the North American Meat Institute. And going right along with that thought, the Food and Drug Administration wants to once again reassure the American consumer that food is available and safe to eat during the coronavirus outbreak. The FDA released a 30-second PSA last week designed to cut through confusion and misinformation about the food supply chain during the pandemic. It reiterates the message the FDA and the fresh produce industry has put out since the virus began to spread throughout the country. There is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging that's transmitted the coronavirus thus far. ThePacker.com says Frank Yannis, Deputy FDA Commissioner, says the agency is working to ensure that the food supply chain is not disrupted. The agency is not anticipating there will be a need for food products to be recalled or withdrawn should someone who works in a store or processor test positive for COVID-19. The FDA has posted guidance on its website for consumers and food industry members. The agency is also talking with food industry leaders about any concerns they may have. Yannis says the issues with keeping grocery shelves stocked are due to the unprecedented demand, not the lack of capacity to produce, process, and deliver those food items. And your local USDA Farm Service Agency county offices are open only by phone during this time until further notice because of the COVID-19 outbreak. FSA staff are available to continue helping agricultural producers with program signups, loan servicing, and other important actions. Also, the FSA is relaxing the loan-making process and adding flexibilities for servicing direct and guaranteed loans to provide credit to producers in need. Program delivery staff will continue to come to the FSA office, but they'll work with producers by phone and other online tools whenever possible. Quote, FSA programs and loans are critical to America's farmers and ranchers, and we want to continue our work with customers while taking precautionary measures to help prevent the spread of coronavirus, says FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce. He was also quoted to say, we recognize that farm loans are critical for annual operating and family living expenses, as well as emergency needs and cash flow through the times like this. The FSA is working to find and use every option and flexibility to provide producers with credit options and other program benefits. Moving on into other ag news here on your Monday morning. When it comes to essential infrastructure, the ag industry is obviously a part of that designation. Also under that umbrella is the trucking industry. Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers explains that some special accommodations were made for the nation's truckers due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, FMCSA made their emergency declaration, and then State of Illinois followed through with their declaration. The State of Illinois declaration gives those truck operators who are engaged in transportation of goods and services that are tied to the relief effort, and that's a really broad definition. They can carry up to 90,000 pounds. Plus, the federal designation waives the hours of service regulations. In other words, how many hours they can drive, but they still have to follow their window, that 14-hour window. They can drive as much as they want in that time frame. But they still have to take the rest. But it does give them a lot of flexibility that they otherwise do not have. So, I mean, this is it's good. It gives the drivers that opportunity to be more efficient and to get things done. And that's what's happening right now. For example, grocery stores. You know, you've been to a grocery store. You know exactly what it's been like the last couple of weeks. And so this is basically... in response to that, you've got those truck operators that are hauling groceries, gives them a little bit more flexibility to keep the stores stocked. Walgreens, for example, another one. You know, the pharmacies and the drug stores, they're considered a critical cog in this whole thing. And so they are also, you know, taking advantage of these declarations and to be able to get these things done. So, you know, in looking back in the last maybe 2.5 weeks, the system has worked. The declarations that were made were accommodations that were necessary. But, you know, the store shelves are staying stocked. Emergency supplies are getting delivered. We don't see shortages of fuel. All these things are critical no matter what, but especially right now.
And when it comes to major infrastructure projects in the state, Don says those projects are still on schedule, and in some cases, road projects are being done safer than usual.
Well, right now, my understanding is that everything is on schedule, starting from IDOT on the state level to the Army Corps, that you know, nothing has changed. The contracts have been let, the work is ready to go, and thus these are going to happen. There is really, you know, IDOT is moving straight ahead with all their road projects. Nothing has stopped there. We've seen that, you know, we've seen plenty of construction going on. And actually, it's kind of a little bit easier for these road crews because there is less traffic on the highways, and thus it's, you know, pretty much a safer situation. So that's going straight ahead. Haven't heard anything that would say otherwise for any other project. The lock and dam work, I understand, is still, you know, planned. And, you know, the big issue even still is going to be the availability of trucks and truck drivers. They're busy right now. There's a lot of trucks out there. Everybody that I've talked to in our membership says they are busy. If they aren't hauling their traditional items or hauling something else, because something else needs to be moved. But right now, everything's going as it should.
And on the agricultural side, with planting season and field work beginning some during the warm weather last week, Don says there are still those designated drivers hauling ag inputs above anything else.
You know, those that, that haul ag inputs, they're a pretty dedicated group. You'll find that, you know, ags are number one haul, and then everything else comes after that. So, you know, the top priority right now is to deal with the planting season. If anything, you're dealing with the quirks of Mother Nature. So as long as, you know, Mother Nature cooperates, it appears that that's all going as scheduled.
But Don also explains that if you have licensing or other paperwork that needs to be done through the state, those items are going to be extremely delayed.
Well, you know, this has all happened during some strategic deadlines that that the industry deals with. The first one, of course, is International Registration Plan, IRP, we call it. IRP is a license renewal for interstate truck drivers. Illinois' IRP renewal date was March 31st. Unfortunately, with the closure of the Secretary of State's office, that has been delayed until April 30th. So there's a one-month extension on the renewal of truck registrations for this year. Another issue that has come up, of course, is driver's licenses. You know, truck drivers and automobile drivers have CDLs and regular driver's licenses. If they were to expire any time between now and April 30, they've gotten an automatic extension, and that extension thus, you know, saves some problems there also, because with the Secretary of State's office closed, you can't do anything. Some problems, though, that have come up is that you have some truck drivers with learner's permits that want to be able to get on the road and do some work. Well, the problem there is that they can't take the driving test with the Secretary of State's office closed. So, you know, these guys and gals that want to get on the road and drive cannot do it because they cannot take their driving test. So we're working, trying to get the Secretary of State's office to figure out if there is some way that we can deal with this and be able to let these learner's permits drivers take their driving test so they can get their CDL and get them on the road, because right now it's pretty critical. We do need those drivers out there.
I would venture to guess the Secretary of State would be more than flexible to get those drivers on the road.
We would hope so. It's kind of been like talking to a brick wall lately. But hopefully, you know, we can get something worked out, because we really do need to get those drivers, you know, on the road. And, you know, we're dealing with the same problem with, you know, truck operators that want to get the, you know, they want to go into business. They can't do that because the Illinois Commerce Commission is shut down. Other drivers that need to get federal documentation and federal registration, they're running into the same problem. So, you know, this side of the business is kind of shut down. I mean, it's really been it's been a challenge. We know that the phones have been ringing, people saying, what can I do, what can I do? And all we can tell them is, unfortunately, right now, not too much. So, you know, we're working, trying to get things, you know, trying to see if there's a way to get some of these things done, both on the federal and the state level. You know, this all happened so quickly. The shutdown, I mean, this all happened, if you look back, everything happened within a week. I don't think that, you know, anyone was geared up to shut down. And because of that, there were a lot of loose ends out there that were not dealt with. And right now we're seeing that. And that's going to be something to think about in the future, how to have a contingency set up so that we can deal with these problems and still carry on our business.
And again, that was Don Schaefer, the Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association out of Springfield. And that'll wrap up your Monday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have ag news for us, you can send those items to us by email at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So again, for this Monday morning, April 13th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.